Welcome back. In this intermediate Ableton Live sound design lesson for drum and bass, we're going to chase a very specific kind of dirt, old sampler aliasing. And I want to set the vibe right away. This is not about making things low quality for the sake of it. The goal is authentic texture, that urgent, slightly unstable, crunchy edge you hear from early Akai and Sonic and Emu style workflows. In DNB, that sound turns a normal reese, break, or stab into something that feels like it's moving and biting even when the notes are simple. So here's what you're building today. You'll make two go-to chains you can drop into real projects. First, an aliased reese bass chain, clean reese into sampler crunch, then controlled tone. Then we resample it so it behaves like a real printed hardware pass. Second, an aliased break chain, a parallel cheap sampler artifacts layer that adds jungle bite without destroying your transients. And as we do it, we'll talk about the arrangement moves that make aliasing feel musical. Because if you just slap down sampling on everything, it'll sound like random digital fizz. The whole trick is control. Let's start with the mental model. Super quick, but important. Aliasing gets louder and more obvious when you reduce bandwidth, so the Nyquist ceiling comes down. It also gets more obvious when you pitch audio after that bandwidth reduction, because those mirrored tones slide around. And it gets nastier when you create extra harmonics first, then force them through a bandwidth limit, because those harmonics fold back into the audible range. So our general recipe is: add harmonics, then downsample or reduce bits, then filter and EQ to make it usable in a DNB mix. Alright, let's build the actual old sampler rack using only stock Ableton devices. Create an audio effect rack and name it Old Sampler Alias. Inside it, put devices in this order: saturator, then redux, then auto filter, then EQ8. Optionally, you can add glue compressor or drum bus at the end, depending on whether you're on bass or breaks. First device, saturator. This is the harmonics generator that gives the downsampling something interesting to chew on. Set the mode to analog clip for a classic grit or soft sine if you want subtler edge. Turn drive up somewhere between +3 and +10 dB depending on the source. Turn soft clip on. Then, very important teacher note, trim the output. Don't let this chain get louder and trick you into thinking it's better. We want texture, not accidental volume. Second device, redux. This is the main sampler vibe. Redux has two knobs that matter most here, bits and downsample. As a starting point, set bits around 10 to 12 for hardware-ish. If you go down to 6 to 9, that's more extreme jungle crunch, more obviously degraded. For downsample, start around 2 to 6. This is where aliasing really starts to show. One more coach tip. If you crush bits too low, you get grain, but you don't always get that moving, mirror tone behavior. The classic sampler thing is often more about bandwidth and pitch interaction than just bit destruction. Third device, auto filter. Set it to Lopez, 24 dB slope. For breaks, start cutoff around 6 to 12 kHz. For bass distortion layers, more like 3 to 8 kHz. Add just a touch of resonance if you want, like 0.5 to 1.5, but keep it subtle. This is doing a huge amount of work. Old samplers weren't just lo-fi. They were band limited. The low-pass is what turns harsh digital into classic box. Fourth device, EQ8. This is your DNB cleanup and mix control. If this rack is on a mid-bass layer, high-pass it somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz so you keep sub clean and stable elsewhere. If it's on breaks, listen for whistly, painful bands between 4 and 10 kHz. Use a narrow bell, sweep until you find the nastiness and dip 2 to 6 dB. And if the whole thing feels too glassy, a gentle tilt down on the top can make it feel older and heavier. Optional glue. If you want a touch of control, put glue compressor at 2 to 1, attack around 10 ms, release on auto and just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. If you're on breaks, drum bus can be great, but be careful. Drive in the 3 to 10 range, crunch 5 to 20, and stop the moment your transients start collapsing. Now that the rack is built, let's do the reese workflow, because this is where aliasing becomes seriously addictive. Step 1. Make a clean reese using operator, quick and classic. Oscillator A, saw. Oscillator B, saw. Detune slightly, around 5 to 15 cents between them. Optionally add a little noise if you want more hair. Then write a simple two-bar rolling pattern. F or G is a classic DNB comfort zone, but pick what matches your track. The key thing is, keep the rhythm interesting with offbeat variations. Aliasing loves motion, but you don't need a crazy melody. Step 2. Split into sub and mid. This is non-negotiable if you want mixes that translate. Make a clean sub track, sine or triangle, low-passed around 120 Hz, No aliasing, no downsampling, keep it solid. Then your mid-track is the sol res, and that's where the alias rack lives. Let me underline the big mistake here. If you let redux touch your sub, your low end will wobble, lose punch, and your master will feel weaker. Keep the sub clean, always. Step 3. Put old sampler alias on the mid. Try the starting point. Saturator drive around plus 5 dB. Soft clip on. Redux bits at 11. Downsample at 3. Auto filter low pass around 7 kHz. Now, step 4 is the old sampler trick inside Ableton. Pitch plus resampling. Because the magic isn't just the effect. It's committing it to audio and then repitching it like it's a sampled instrument. Here's how. Duplicate your mid-track and make a new audio track called MID Resample. Set the audio input of MID Resample to resampling, or set audio from to the mid-track specifically. RMID Resample, and record a few long notes while you tweak the rack. While recording, move redux downsample between 2 and 6, move the auto filter cutoff, and push or back off saturator drive. Don't overthink it. You're performing the texture. Then take the recorded audio and drop it into simpler and classic mode. Now you get the hardware behavior. When you transpose the sample up and down, the aliasing shifts in a way a clean synth transpose just doesn't. Try simpler with one voice, mono, and add glide around 30 to 80 milliseconds for those dark roller slurs. If it's still too bright, use simpler's filter with a low pass around 6 to 10 kHz. And here's a bonus res move that really wakes up the aliasing on note starts. In simpler, add a tiny pitch envelope amount, something like 2 to 8, with a short decay, around 50 to 150 milliseconds. That little chirp makes the alias components spark at the start of each note, which reads super old school in a busy mix. Now, arrangement. This is where you stop it being a gimmick. Think in phrases. Intro. First 16 bars. Cleaner res, less downsample, maybe downsample at 2. Drop, next 32 to 64 bars, push downsample to 3, 4, maybe 5, and automate the filter cutoff slightly lower to keep it heavy, not fizzy. Then every 8 bars, do a small variation, a resampled stab fill, or a quick pitch nudge, like plus 2 semitones for one beat. That tiny repitch makes the aliasing shift, and it feels like a real sampler moment. Automation lanes that matter most. Redux downsample. Small moves make a big vibe change. Auto filter cutoff. Saturator drive, especially into the drop for energy. Quick coach note, monitor this in context, not solo. Something that sounds exciting alone might make your hats feel facey, or your snare lose crack once the full drums are in. Keep toggling the alias layer while the beat plays. If the groove gets weaker, you went too far or you need to low pass lower than you think. 5 to 7 kHz on bass mids is often the sweet spot. Alright, now let's do breaks. This is where you can get that amen era bite without turning everything into mush. Step 1. Pick a break, like an amen, and warp it to your project tempo, around 170 to 175. If the transients need help, you can do a touch of transient shaping first, like drum bus transients plus 5 to plus 20, subtle. Boom off unless you're deliberately adding thump. Step 2. Use the alias rack in parallel. Create an audio effect rack on the break channel with two chains, clean and aliased. On the alias chain, go more aggressive. Saturator drive plus 6 to plus 12 dB. Redux bits 8 to 10. Downsample 3 to 7. Auto filter low pass around 8 to 12 kHz. Because you don't want to erase all air, just control the fizz. Then EQ 8 to notch anything that whistles. Set the alias chain level low at first, like minus 12 dB. Then bring it up until it adds hair and urgency without flattening your hits. Here's an extra break trick that sounds more snap and less cymbal fizz. Put an EQ 8 before the aliasing on the alias chain. Add a small bell boost around 1.5 to 3.5 kHz, and a gentle dip around 8 to 12 kHz if the break is already bright. That forces the downsampler to chew on mid-transients, not just splashy top end. Now, the classic D&B arrangement trick. Alias only on fills. Automate the alias chain volume, or map a macro that blends clean to dirty. Bring in the alias layer at the end of every 8 or 16 bars, during snare fills, or on a single amen stab one shot. It makes it feel intentional, like, this is the box, not my whole track is broken. A few common mistakes to avoid as you explore. Don't alias the sub. Keep the sub separate and untouched. Don't over downsample everything. Downsample at 8 to 12 can turn into fizzy mush fast. Use it like spice. Don't skip the post filter. Band limiting after redux is a huge part of the believable sound. Watch the 4 to 10 kHz range. It gets painful quickly, and gain stage on purpose. These chains can create spiky peaks, especially after resampling. Keep your aliased layer peaking about 6 dB lower than your clean layer before any final bus processing. You can always bring it up later. You can't unclip a printed resample. Before we wrap, let's add one more advanced but easy idea that can glue your whole track together. Make a return track called Alias Send. Put a mild saturator, moderate redux, a low-pass auto filter, and a utility at the end. Then send small amounts from your Reese mids, breaks, and stabs. Because one shared sampler engine across the track makes everything feel like it came from the same era and the same box. Keep it quiet. Seasoning, not sauce. Now your practice exercise, about 15 to 25 minutes. Make a Reese mid layer with operator saws. Insert old sampler alias. Do 3 resampled takes, 8 bars each. Take A, bits 12. Downsample 2. Take B, bits 10. Downsample 4. Take C, bits 8. Downsample 6. Pick the best take and load it into Simpler. Write a 32-bar drop where the first 16 bars use take A, cleaner, and the next 16 bars blend in take B or C for intensity. Then add one amen fill around bar 15 to 16 using the parallel alias break rack. And remember the rule, no aliasing on the sub. Recap to lock it in. Aliasing becomes musical when you control the order, harmonics first, then downsample, then filter and EQ. In DNB, keep the sub clean and use aliasing for mid aggression, break bite, and movement. Resampling into Simpler is the best way to get that old sampler workflow inside Ableton. And treat aliasing like an arrangement tool. More in drops and fills, less in intros. If you tell me your subgenre, like Deep Roller, Tech Step, Jungle, or Neuro-ish, I can suggest exact macro ranges for drive, bits, downsample, tone, and blend that sit correctly against your drums at 172 to 174.